We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are here on this Friday, getting you through the rest of the week. The Bill Michaels Show next week, emanating live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. I'll be out there. I'm winging my way there pretty much when we get off the air. And then after that, I'll be out there tomorrow and on Sunday. And then beginning on Monday, we will be live from spring training all week long out in Arizona. Coming back late Thursday night, I should say. We'll be out in Madison on Friday, and I'll keep you up to date on that as well. Going to talk some NFL. I think it's appropriate here. This portion of the program brought to you by some of the people that take us out to Arizona. That is our friends at San Giorgio. Gino and the whole staff down there, the only authentic Napolitana pizzeria in the area, around. And great people down there. They're right there near Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right next to the Calderon Club. When you go in, get the Bill Michaels at either place. And you're going to get also get that paired up with our friends from Joe Martino and the whole gang at Cider Boys and Point Brewing, and just so much fantastic Italian food down there. And you know, Joe, I love that place. I love those guys. They're my brothers. I'm like the fourth Beatle. That's what they tell me. So we're going to talk some NFL here, but I had to relay the experience from last night. So last night, got done doing the Milwaukee Basketball Hour and ended up going up to, I'm not supposed to say where because nobody wants to own him at this point, my guy Frankie. So there's Frankie, there's Carmelo, and there's Gino, and then Larry, God rest his soul. But I'm talking to Frankie last night up at the Fox Point location, okay? Now, he's going to end up dressing like Mario from Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong coming in today in a mask and fake nose and mustache, but We get into this discussion, and as you do when you gather around the dinner table, any Italian knows this, this is when you discuss the things of the day and what's on your mind. So got there last night, and great bunch of people there, and Kristen's there, and everybody's there, and we're all sitting down, and Mama's Chicken comes out. I'm face first in spadini, like I'm going to the electric chair a little bit later on that evening, and I'm sitting there, and Frankie says to me, you know what? Aaron Rodgers. And we get into this discussion about the NFL. We start talking a little bit. We're talking about Brady and such. And, you know, we're getting into that discussion where Brady's going to land and, you know, older quarterbacks in the NFL. And I said, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. And his two brothers, Carmelo and Gino, are like, whatever you do, don't even associate them with us. We don't want the bad PR. I said, okay, no problem. So apparently Frankie's out of a job. He's right now on a street corner right now with a monkey and a grinder and a cup. But he says to me, I would trade away Aaron Rodgers to Cincinnati right now and whatever Cincinnati wanted for Joe Burrow. And I said, okay, let me marinate on that for a minute. Because I understand the youth aspect of it. Because if Joe Burrow is the real deal, then you've got, you know, another 10, 15 years of good quarterback play in Green Bay. And then Cincinnati would jump at the deal to have 3 to 5 years of good quarterback. Now, they're never in a million years, Mike Brown. Nah, he's too busy out buying like new old used furniture and stuff like that for his office. But nevertheless, he's never going to go for a $30+ million a year quarterback. But it made me think, because if Joe Burrow was the real deal, would you take him, and would you trade away whatever? You know what I mean? So anyway, I said I'm going to throw that out there. So I texted the guys. I said, at the beginning of the program, I'm going to throw this out there and see what people kind of marinate on that. So if you're going out to either the Fox Point Calderon Club or you're going downtown, you can give your opinion to Frankie. But I thought it was actually a pretty good discussion last night. It got me thinking a little bit. Now, I do think at this point in time, when you've got 3 to 5 years left of a real opportunity of a veteran and a pretty good defense and a couple of accent pieces is all you need, that you are just a step away from going to a Super Bowl and possibly winning another one, and Aaron Rodgers wants that, needs that, and I think Packers fans are salivating for that. So I do think Frankie was smoking his own parsley a little bit there. But it makes you think. Makes you think. So would you do that, or would you just go up to the Calderon Club and smoke a little bit of parsley with Frankie? There you have it. Thought I'd throw it out there. Because Aaron Rodgers outspoken about the collective bargaining agreement as well, making news, in the sense that he has said he is not going to vote for it. Russell Wilson does not want to vote for it. J.J. Watt does not want to vote for it. Marquise Pouncey lost his damn mind in not wanting to vote for it. So I wanted to ask you, the fans. Now remember, the owners said we will go from 47% of revenue to giving you the players 48.5%. Now we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, that are at stake. And they would be paying the players that amount of money. They would be giving them, you know, hundreds of millions here to spread out for a 17th game and eliminating a preseason game. In addition to that, they would want an additional team in the postseason, which means two more teams would not only get a shot at going for a championship, but also two more teams will get postseason pay on top of that. So you as a fan, trying to get more games, more postseason, more excitement, what do you feel? And do you think the owners are trying to take advantage of the players when it comes to their health and well-being? Would you want to see an additional game added to the NFL schedule? What do fans want? Because the fans are the ones that, whatever they decide upon, we get it shoved down our throats. So those are the two things I'm throwing out. What do you want? And then in addition to that, think about it. If Cincinnati called and Mike Brown, who would never call, I mean, Mike doesn't even have a cell phone yet. He's too damn cheap, right? So, but if Mike Brown should send up a smoke signal or a carrier pigeon and say, you know what? We'll take Aaron Rodgers and a couple of guys, and we'll give you the number one overall pick in this year's draft. Would you do it? If you agree, then there might be something in it for you if you go to the bar over there and ask for Frankie at Calderon Club in Fox Point. If you disagree, then maybe you just run in and rant and rave, and then Carmelo comes at you with a baseball bat he took from the Yankees years ago and chases you out of the restaurant. There you have it. A break of your knees. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one is from Matt, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, I think Frankie has something there. I might have to sit down and drink with him. I'm not sure if he is smoking the parsley or not. I wouldn't mind finding out now that it's legal in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you can or not, to be perfectly honest with you. He says, but Aaron Rodgers coming to the end of his career, you'd have to think long and hard about that, about possibly renewing your future. This is from Bob. Bob says, 17 games, bring it on, more NFL, the better for me, more for my betting addiction. And I think it would make for a better season to have one more team eligible for postseason play. We would have more teams going right down to the wire and more competitive balance in the NFL. 855-830-8648. Look at that. Frankie's got drinkers now, man. Let's go to Louie listening to us in Franklin. Louie, how you doing, man? What's happening?
Hey, Bill. Good show as always.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Travel's coming up, my friend. Yeah, you don't entertain that with Cincinnati. I think, you know, up until a hip injury, it was tank for Tua. Now all of a sudden Tua can't play and Joe Burrow came out of nowhere. He had a great 1 year. You know, couldn't cut it at Ohio State. If you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, unless you have his predecessor, a guy that you know can come take the reins and be him or close to him, you don't move on from that guy. So, you know, the examples are Peyton Manning, they had Andrew Luck. Montana, they had Young. You know, Favre, they had Rodgers. So I think unless you have that guy in-house, you don't go out and move for an unknown. I don't know if Joe Burrow can play at the NFL level or not. I have yet to see him play at the NFL level. But, I mean, if you were talking about, yeah, you know, would you entertain trading Rodgers or, I'm just going to throw out a name, Deshaun Watson, who's young, who's proven he can play in the league, and you'd have that 10 years? Yeah, I can understand that. But you just don't move off of a top 10 quarterback ever for an unknown just because the window is getting closer, right? I think he's proven he can still play at least a league average or slightly above level, and going into a big game, the list of names you want over him in that game are short. So I think you don't move off of Aaron Rodgers.
I would not, only for the fact that you just what you stated, you're going something proven. And I'm not talking salaries or anything at this point. I'm just simply saying I would not go off something proven for unproven when you believe you're on the cusp of actually getting back to the Super Bowl. Louis, appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Paul listening to us in Wausau. Paul, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on, man?
Hi, Bill. Hey. Your conversation reminded me of an incident back in, I think, the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
Dallas got rid of Herschel Walker to the Vikings, and look what they got. I think they got Troy Aikman, and look at the run they went on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Well, yes. No, you're absolutely right. I completely agree. So you're saying that, hey, if you would, if you believe that Joe Burrow was the next Troy Aikman, you would do that deal in a heartbeat.
Right.
Okay.
Bet.
All right.
So nothing against Rodgers, but I would do, you got another 10, 15 years down the road.
That's kind of what some people are thinking. I appreciate the phone call. I will be in Wausau in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. Hope to see you up there. I'll be at the RV show. Going to be doing a show, I believe, out at Bunkers coming up on Friday the 13th, I think is what it is, to be honest with you. Oh, forgot about that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Ben tweets and said, yeah, I would do the trade in a heartbeat. Pat says that would be a hard no. Melissa says, no way you're trading my number 12. Even though I do love Italian food, I'm still going to eat there. I'll give Frankie a hug because clearly he's been drinking behind the bar. Oh, we got a lot more of this coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we are on the air. Man, are people thinking. People want to see a 17-game season. Some don't. People think it's bad for the players. Some don't. Some people worry about their pocketbook. Some don't. And people think I would or I wouldn't trade away Aaron Rodgers for the number one pick overall. If indeed you're going to get Joe Burrow in the NFL draft. Man. Pouring in. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. Don't forget, they got 10 years, 2.99% APR. That is left over and only for a few more days, so you got to go to PellaWI.com. They extended that offer from January all the way through February, but it's going to end. So if you're thinking about replacement doors and windows, you better do it right now. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. However, they have been so successful. By the way, also, if you want to go 18 years, 0% APR, smoke them if you got them. You're good to go. Because they've got that, too. That goes through tomorrow as well. Now, here's something else. Because they've been so wildly successful with this campaign, okay, they need help. Specifically, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and especially out in Madison, because they are a number one nationally recognized brand. And the windows and doors are just quality. I don't know how else to put it. It just, they're just damn good. You know, I've talked about it time and again. When you put your hand up next to that window, and I did it again last night. I went to let the dogs out when I got home. And you can put your hand up next to the window, and you cannot feel the cold from the outside. That's what they're supposed to do, is keep the outside out. That's what they're supposed to do. Fantastic stuff. And they've been so successful with this, they need some help. So if you are a window or door installer, or want to become a window and door installer, they need some help in doing so. Go to PellaWI.com/career opportunities. PellaWI.com/career opportunities. Either way, you're good to go. You're either going to get good replacement doors and windows, or if you're building a new home, you can have them put in. They can help you out with that. But I highly recommend, if you're thinking replacement doors and windows, now is the time to do it. And if you're looking for a career and you want to get some of the top pay in the industry, not just here in the area, but in the industry, go to PellaWI.com/career opportunities. That's PellaWI.com/career opportunities. So do you, what the owners proposed in the new CBA has been met with, at least from the highly profiled veterans, it's been met with a lot of no's. They don't want it. What do you, the fans, want? And then, as all good discussions do over a good Italian meal, you've got a little bit of wine, you've got some beer there, you've got some chicken spadini, you got pasta, the whole thing. And then my buddy Frankie lays on me, I would trade Aaron Rodgers and a couple other pieces to the Cincinnati Bengals for the number one overall pick because I think Joe Burrow is the real deal. Would you do that? So I thought I'd throw it out there. I said, you know what? We're going to talk some football anyway. Let's do that. Let's go to Court, listening to us down in Whitewater. Court, how are we looking today? What's going on, man?
Hey, Big Unit. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
First and foremost, about the league, no, I don't want to see a 17th game. I don't think they need to do it. I think the NFL's just being money hungry. They can do it by giving them the bye week. If you want an extra week, you can do that. But I don't want any other. I don't want any more risk for my players to get injured. They don't need to do that. Second of all, the Aaron Rodgers thing, I would do it in a heartbeat, and here's why. Here's why I would do it. You had a couple callers ago talking about switching from Montana to Young. That was a little bit different because Young was already in the league. We already knew he was going to be a good quarterback. But when you went from Manning
to Luck?
Who took over for Peyton? Yeah, Andrew Luck.
Yep.
And when you went from did you guys mention that? From Favre to Rodgers.
Yep.
We had no idea that Aaron Rodgers was going to be as good as he was. We hoped you had no idea that Andrew Luck was going to be as good as he was. He had the credentials coming out of college to be that good, but so does Joe Burrow. And if you got that opportunity and the Packers really believe that that guy's got that it, then yes, you make that move because you gain years younger, you knock $30 million off your payroll, and we all know that Super Bowls are won with quarterbacks on rookie deals as of late because you can go out and sign the other pieces around them. When you got to pay the guy big money, usually the Super Bowl titles go away. You and I think, have had that discussion about when the percentage of your payroll is into one guy and it mainly is a quarterback, it's tough to win a Super Bowl when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think, yes, I would take the Joe Burrow trade in a heartbeat and make that trade. Now, with that saying, that doesn't mean I don't love Aaron Rodgers and think he's great, but if you're talking just football and a business point of view, I think you make that deal.
Okay. Sounds good. He appreciated it, Court. He would agree. He would agree with my guy, Frankie. He said, nope, don't mess with our NFL season. And he would agree with Frankie. I would say, look, if you agree with Frankie, I'd go out to the Calderon Club tonight. I'd stop in and tell Frankie I agree with you. See if he doesn't give you a percentage off the bill or something like that. Just kind of wink and nod. Say, Frankie, I'm with you on this one. And maybe give you a bag of parsley or something like that. Who knows? Maybe Mike Brown's old desk or something. Who knows? Make that deal. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. This one's from Mark. Mark writes into Wendy's email inbox. As far as extending the season, hell yes. More football, the better. I love me some NFL and college football. We are a football state. Why would that be a bad thing for us fans? The players know they're getting paid. They know the risks. An extra game, is that really going to be that detrimental to their health? I don't know specifically. I have not seen the doctor's reports. I would love to see more information. But guys don't seem to have a problem that they're going to play an extra game in the postseason. So why not just play an extra game in the regular season as well? Plus, they're taking away one preseason game, and God knows those suck. He also goes on to say, I would agree with Frankie. on this, that if somebody offered us a lot for Aaron Rodgers, I would take it. I don't know if Joe Burrow is the man, but if I had the number one overall pick, I certainly could either take Joe Burrow, one of the top quarterbacks, or even Chase Young and bolster the defense and finally get the linebacker that we've been so desperately seeking. I think we would be really solid, even if Tim Boyle would be the guy for at least one season with a really solid defense behind him. I might head out to Calderon Club tonight. You tell me what's good, and I will order it and sit at the bar and drink one with Frankie. There you go. I appreciate the email. Let's go to Nick and Frank, by the way. What's good out there? I get the spadini, but the lasagna, you don't even eat it. You just take it home, you throw it in bed with it, and the next morning, boom, you're married. Let's go to Nick and Franklin. Nick, how you doing?
Hey, good.
What's happening?
Just saying about extending the season. I mean, look at the NBA, for example. I mean, it's the first round is just always a joke. So why extend that? And the second part is trading Aaron Rodgers for a uncertainty is pretty tough. I mean,
it would be. I agree.
I mean, look at the Dolphins, for example. Yeah, they trade away, but you're trading for prospects when you have a sure thing. I mean, the Patriots, you know, they wanted Garoppolo as their second. They groomed him in there. You know, I mean, you take a shot later on, but what's the point? You're paying them. You got the guys built around. You know, the team is the team. I just think uncertainty is just crazy. I mean,
the Patriots, though, that's a different scenario because Belichick knew what he wanted, and he didn't think that Brady would still be there. And who knows? Brady may not be, but they did not. Even though they got rid of Garoppolo, it wasn't a bad move because they went on to win more Super Bowls. I mean, when you've got six, you know what I'm saying? You can't complain. That's what makes
exactly.
It easy.
And that's what I'm saying is uncertainty. It's, you know, look at the past couple of years with the Packers. It's, you know, you're a position or two away. I mean, inside linebacker, you need that. But on the second end, what I've said for years is look at all the talent, first and second round draft picks we have on our team right now on defense. And, you know, they're not a top 10 defense. So you're going to trade away for a prospect and you fail again. And now you're 5 to 7 years, you know, in the tank. So that's, you know, my part of it is, I mean, look at our defense. I mean, the whole defense, first, second, third round draft picks, and they're not a top 10 defense. They're not a shutout defense. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's your shot on, you know.
But think about this. Now, Chase Young's more of an outside cat, but think about, say you went and got Chase Young, brought in yourself a really good middle linebacker in the free agent market, and all of a sudden you probably go to one of those top 10 defenses, and then whoever you throw at quarterback with what you have, if you get yourself a couple of wide receivers, that's not a bad way to go.
Yeah, very true. But the part with it, I mean, look at the Titans. Then you need to have a stud running back.
Which, yep.
I mean, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, you know, if you had that piece already, I would say, great, you got the running back, fine, plug and play a quarterback, you know, it would be no problem. But we don't have that superstar running back as it sits today.
I mean, right.
Aaron Jones, you know, it's still out on the number on him. So, kind of, you know, you keep – I mean, to be honest with you, you want to be the top-paid quarterback. Well, you need to make your receivers. You're not going to have the top 10 receivers. We'll make them better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Favre. You know, he didn't always have top 10 receivers. I mean, you ask people who his receivers were. Well, he made everybody good. He threw them open. They didn't get open. So, you mm-hmm. know, that's the difference of an elite quarterback to a game manager.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. Hey, don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to talk some Bucks basketball. Marcus Johnson is going to be joining us, the Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. He is going to be here in the next hour as well. Irsan Ilyasova, you're going to hear the conversation from last night's Milwaukee basketball hour, so stay tuned for that. We got the phone lines packed up. Ben, Mike, Cast of Thousands on hold. Got emails coming in. Kevin wants to go out and eat the meatballs, but yell at Frankie. So we'll talk with I won't talk with him, but I'll read his email coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, terrific people, terrific place. Three vehicles now I have from them, and you can't go wrong. The service has been the best part about it, and they get it done. Go to vanhornauto.com. You can shop. You can compare. You can actually buy the entire vehicle and have it shipped to you right online with Van Horn Direct. Everything they do, you can do online. Everything they can do in the brick-and-mortar stores, and everybody's an owner. It's employee-owned. They are family-born, but employee-owned, which means everybody has skin in the game, so they're going to take care of you there as well. Just great people at Van Horn. Everybody can sell you a car, but nobody takes care of you like Van Horn. So go to vanhornauto.com. Do what I did. Go to vanhornauto.com, and yes, I bought from them. That's unheard of in this business because a lot of times people get cars to drive for free and you talk about them and stuff. I went back. I said, I'm buying one. Bought one from them. That's because it's just been that good. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Fantasy.com. We're going to pick up where we left off. We got all kinds of stuff. Hang in there. Frankie is going to go to work today, like I said a little earlier, dressed like Mario out of Donkey Kong, because he got a lot of people just angry at him. We're going to talk about this when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I got an email for you. Now, I have to admit, okay, I love Festa Italiana, being an Italian guy. I love Italian food. But when you start to hit to the passions of people that are Italian, it comes out. So, Anthony sent me an email, and I don't know if you're being serious, Anthony, or if you're pulling my leg, but it's a great email. So I'm going to read it coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Treating guys, and you'll understand why I'm doing the New Mail read right now when I read his email, just an FYI. New Mail Medical with a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. That is 98%. And just give them a call because they can all but guarantee they can get rid of the erectile dysfunction. Again, in conjunction with our email coming up. Also, if it's a low T treatment you have or need, they can help you out with better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, and the all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, it works. Just call. Call the medical experts, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center. Now, I started reading this, and I was cracking up. This is good, and it's by a guy named Anthony. Anthony writes, Unit. Great show. I'm Italian, but I might have to go Irish after hearing what your boy Frankie has to say. I wouldn't trade a proven commodity for an unknown meatball. You think Frankie at the restaurant would trade an established sausage for a new upstart sausage company? Are you kidding me? Tell Frankie to keep his sausage. Better yet, I'll go tell him. Yes, the best conversations are around the dinner table, but where in the hell was his mama when he brought this up? She should have whacked him upside the head with one of those wooden spoons. I'm going to look him up tonight. Do I need a reservation, or can I go sit at the bar and argue with him publicly? Tell him Anthony said, keep your sausage. No way you trade Rodgers when you're about to win a Super Bowl. You're right there. Why do it now? Keep the season as is. Don't F with my game. Oh, my God, I got a headache. I have to hire a Guido to take out this lunacy. That is from Anthony. So there you have it. Keep your sausage. That's the new motto today, which is the reason we did the new mail read. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Ben. Ben, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's happening?
Well, Anthony's email, allow me to retort. What a bunch of prosciutto that was. I'm with you 100%, Frankie, and I'll tell you what. First of all, I, too, am convinced Burrows is as close to a sure thing as there is. I know we're talking about the draft, but his talent, his numbers, it's just undeniable, too. Everyone would admit, even the biggest Rodgers fan, and certainly I'm one, Rodgers is on the downside. So if an opportunity came up where you could get a guy like Burrows with a first pick for Aaron Rodgers, you jump at it. And from Cincinnati's perspective, I hear what you're saying about Brown doesn't spend money. That's true. On the other hand, you have got to sell tickets. If you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan, why on God's green earth are you buying season tickets right now?
Right.
Sans the Raiders. I mean, look at the Raiders. New stadium, new town. What if you got a chance to start the first quarterback ever for the Las Vegas Raiders could be Aaron Rodgers. So I think there's a lot of places for him to go out there. The only thing that works against a Rodgers trade this year is that there's so many big-name veteran free agent quarterbacks as well as some top-heavy quarterbacks in the draft. So I would do it in a second, Bill.
Yeah, appreciate it. The opposite side, Dennis tweets, @Sapphill_Michael said the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. Trading a Hall of Fame quarterback right now for a draft pick, even the number one pick, is just stupid. So that's from Dennis hitting us up on Twitter. Let's go to Mike, listening to us on the south side of Milwaukee. Mike, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, guy. Thanks for taking my call. Your emailer took all the wind out of my sails. Aaron Rodgers is battle-tested. That's the tried-and-true Hall of Fame quarterback. It's easier to add a few pieces that you need right now, whether it's in the free agency or the draft. Just because you draft a quarterback, I don't care if it's the first round or second or third, does not mean they're going to translate and have a successful career in the pros. It does not matter. There have been a lot of busts in the first, second, and third rounds with quarterbacks in the past, so there is no guarantee. This is more of a sure thing. You know, let Rodgers write his contract out, get the pieces he needs on offense and defense, and I think we're good. As far as that 17-game schedule, Bill, that's a hot mess because you'd have to restructure and renegotiate every single contract because they're contracted for 16 live games.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th live game, you substitute for a practice, and practices are even risky, but not as far as what's something that really counts. So I think that'd be a hot mess right now. I'd leave it as it is. Leave the Packers situation as it is with the quarterback. I think we're going to go to Super Bowl in the next couple of years. And if we don't, at least we tried. They got to get the right pieces. That's the key.
Right. No, I would agree with that. Appreciate the phone call. That's Mike on the south side of Milwaukee. When it comes to the 17-game season, in theory, I love it. I would love to see an additional game. You know, obviously it's going to extend the regular season by an extra week or two. I think the season then would begin earlier than maybe Labor Day weekend, which is not really that great. I don't think it does much for the attendance, certainly for the ratings, and then putting extra teams in the postseason gives guys what they're doing basically is this. They're saying, give us an extra game, which we can then go and sell to the networks and make additional money on. Also, we'll have extra games that we can make money on for the postseason. And in doing so, we'll throw you some more money. That's what it comes down to. I don't think more NFL is a bad thing because I don't think you look at the ratings. I mean, the ratings are back up. You know, fans, people just can't get enough of the NFL. It is the king fish. There's no doubt about it. But I think the logistical nightmare, now they said this too when they went from 12 games to 14 to 16, so they, you know, they said it would be terrible. And it's only enhanced the NFL. So I don't think it would be detrimental, but I'm just not in favor of 17. You know what I mean? Originally, they wanted 18, and that's where they want to go. They want 18 games. And then they only want two preseason games. I think it's not a great move for those that are trying to make a team, for the guys that are undrafted. They don't really have an opportunity to show their wares. And you look at a guy like Tremont Williams, Sam Shields, some of these guys that have turned out to be really tremendous players, they probably don't get a chance to play in the league because there's just not enough time in the preseason to really establish your talents. So you only get a little bit of an opportunity, and then you're done. That's it. So I think it would be somewhat detrimental in that case as well, and I think the players are going to fight hard. But the one thing that is going to reign supreme is going to be the money. And if I'm Vegas, I want this. If I'm online betting, I want this. If I'm a gambler, I want this. More NFL, more games, the better. The better. That's what people want. They just, like I said, look at the ratings. Even the Thursday night ratings were up. And Thursday night games traditionally suck. But even the Thursday night games haven't been bad. So I know the owners are going to push hard for this. I don't know if it's going to come to a stalemate. But I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. If you're a younger player in the NFL, you're probably saying, let's do it, because they're going to give me more money. They will pay more money. It's not like they're going to spread the game checks now out over 17 games for what you're making. They will up it by a percentage, and then everybody gets that percentage more money. So, but I don't know if it's going to be that great for the NFL. Let's go to Irv, listening to us on the South Side. Irv, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, listen, first of all, I love the Calderon Club. I love Frankie Mello. And my kid works there, Ethan, so say hi to him when you get there.
Absolutely. Tonight. Great people.
You got to get the eggplant. Best in the city. But at first, when I was listening to it, I thought Frankie was pouring himself too many shots. Nobody was at the bar, but, you know. But then I thought about it. You know, I always think about when Aaron Rodgers' time is up, how I'm going to feel. And, you know, we had to get younger and stay competitive. And I think I would do it because, you know, I want to be looking for Packers success for the long run. So, you know, I know he's getting in this twilight, and do I really want to see him hobble out of here? You know, we push him out in the wheelchair. So if somebody wants to give us the, you know, the world for him, You know, I love number 12, but see you later.
If somebody wanted to give you the world, so if you got Joe Burrow and, say, A.J. Green.
I take it.
Take that?
I take that.
Now, see, that may change things for people's opinions. Appreciate the phone call, Herb. You the man. And keep on going, say hi to Frankie, and then give that man a hug. Just walk in. If you're going out to Calderon Club over there in Fox Point, either tonight or tomorrow night or over the weekend or whatever, just go and give him a hug. Just say, Frankie, you're okay. You're okay. Bill says you're okay. So, there you go. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show that is coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Sean and the gang, they get you done. They have an incredible polyurea coating they put down on floors. They can change the colors. They can change the finishes, whatever it happens to be, and it cleans up beautifully, whether it's in your garage or maybe in your basement or whatever, if you want to make it a show place. And it's relatively inexpensive. And the best part about it is it's warranted for life. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right, providing Wisconsin home and business owners epoxy floor coating services at reasonable prices. And they do some painting as well. Call my buddy Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852, or simply go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. If you're taking a load off, go see our friends out there at Saz's, SAZS.com. That's Saz's.com. And don't forget, they do catering. Whether it's for 25 people or 500, they do a lot of catering. They're a great hospitality group there as well. Tailgates, picnics, it's a natural fit, of course. Saz's, SAZS.com. That's Saz's.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines and I'm running on time and feeling all right.
Show. We are glad you are on board. Looking forward to next week. We're going to be out in Arizona all week long. Our spring training is presented by our friends at Concordia University and Wisconsin's Veterans Services Department. And looking forward to a good weekend. Getting you ready for a full week of broadcasts out there. And then I come back late. So we are out there Monday through Thursday. I'll be there tomorrow, but Monday through Thursday with the program. And then I'm getting back into town late on Thursday night, heading out to Madison. We're going to be out there with our friends from Lincoln Contractor Supply. I'm going to be doing the show from Madison next Friday, a week from today. I'll be in Madison, but then they have an open house at Lincoln Contractor Supply on Friday and Saturday, the new one that's opening up just off of Highway 51 in McFarland. I'm going to be down just south of the Beltline. I'm going to be down there on Friday from 2:30 to 4:30, and we'll be chatting about a lot of different things regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and the Bucks and such. But got a full week coming up. So our full week of broadcast brought to you by Concordia University and the Veterans Affairs Department out there. And thanks to them for being on board with everything as well. Coming up here after the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin. We're going to chat with him a little bit about this Bucks team and some of the national narrative that has been coming out lately. And we're going to get Ersan Ilyasova's reaction to this. He joined us last night in the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and I talked with him and asked him specifically about a lot of the conjecture, we'll say, and a lot of the idiocy, we'll say, that's out there about the Bucks. So I thought, you know what? We might as well go ahead and ask Ersan. So we did. So we're going to hear that conversation coming up a little bit later on in the show as well, coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So stay tuned for that. So Marcus Johnson after the top, and then Ersan Ilyasova at the bottom. Brewers today taking on the Dodgers. They're back at the American Family Fields of Phoenix today. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, the Brewers got a 4-2 win over the Kansas City Royals at AmFam Fields, if you want to call it. That's what quickly go. Do you see saying American Family Field, or do you say AmFam? Because I think most people by the end of the day are going to be saying AmFam by the time it's all said and done. Anderson, by the way, yesterday throws a couple of strong innings, giving up one hit, no runs. Hauser goes two innings, giving up only a hit. Had two strikeouts and a walk, no runs. Brent Suter, a couple of innings yesterday, gave up three hits and a couple of runs. Did have a couple of strikeouts, but that was really it. because the pitcher Perdomo, I would love to see Perdomo. Is it Angel or Angel? Depending on how you pronounce it, do you know, Joe? You're kind of the minor league guy. You don't know? I'm not sure if it's Angel or Angel.
I believe it's Angel.
Angel? Okay. Perdomo? Perdomo makes a hell of a cigar. I can just see the representation right now. Although you can't mix tobacco and Major League Baseball anymore. But it's like after every game, you fire up a Perdomo. I'd love to see him come in and get a couple of wins. He's a starting pitcher, by the way, down in the minors. But nevertheless, I'd like to see that cat make the team. I can just see the marketing aspect of that. Or if anything, that's what we fire up on this program every time the Brewers get a win when he's on the hill. Do that. There you go. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. We'll get his take on the Bucks and also the national narrative. And then you're going to hear from Irsan Ilyasova coming up. We have the new Mel Heads Up Plays of the Week coming up. And at the end of the program today, Mike Clement's still down at the Combine. And he's like a mole, man. He hears things talking about the Green Bay Packers. And next thing you know, he's all over it. So Mike Clemens live from down at the Combine in Indianapolis. We're going to hear Mike's take on what he's getting down there as well to kind of wrap things up for the program. So we got all of that coming up in the show. So stick around for that. Stay tuned. We still have two more hours of the Bill Michaels Show. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget Wednesday Night Live. It's creeping up on us like a bad pair of underwear right around the corner. Cannot wait for summer. Cannot wait for Music Under the Stars out at the Bud Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst, legend, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.